your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. I'm excited to be joined today with Angela Pye, Chief Marketing Officer at Papa and Barkley. And Papa and Barkley creates consumer wellness and lifestyle products. And Angela, really great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on your podcast and to be included in such a stellar selection of great cannabis enthusiasts and founders. Thank you.
Now topping it off with you. So we're almost complete. So Angela, you know, I kind of, was looking at your background and, prior to cannabis, you have really worked in so many incredible luxury focused and global brands. And I thought it'd be fun to start the convo and just kind of talk a little bit about your experience in that world before you came to cannabis.
Absolutely. I'm very lucky to have had the opportunity to work around the world and predominantly focus on global brands. I would say that, you know, the first brand I ever worked on was on the Ford Motor Company. So from cars to ketchup to caviar and to cannabis has been quite the journey.
I like that.
Yeah, lots
of nice slogan.
Well, one of the things about working on global brands is that if you're a curious person, you're going to find that there are more things that make us or that reflect our similarities than our differences. And especially now during this time of COVID, when we think about what are the most essential things to us as humans in terms of health, in terms of connection, in terms of family and safety. So, you know, in these challenging times, we tend to focus on what's most important. And when it comes to marketing, I think you really do distill it down to what are the things that people really care about and they want as they're thinking about what they're selecting. So whether it's a luxury brand like Mercedes or Halston in fashion, or to everyday brands like Tylenol and Heinz ketchup, they do have fundamental similarities in terms of why people choose what they choose.
Totally. And I feel like, you know, for you, it's such an interesting move, you know, coming from that world and then coming to the cannabis world. And I feel like you have all this incredible experience, not just from a marketing perspective, but from a creative perspective. And you guys at Papa and Barkley have done a pretty tremendous job of, you know, getting the brand out there. There's so many consumers that I talk to on a daily basis. And one thing that comes up over and over is Papa and Barkley. So I feel like you guys have, you know, really done a great job. And, you know, I think be helpful to also have the folks who are listening in now understand a little bit more about Papa and Barkley and what you guys stand for, kind of brand principle around clean cannabis and all that good stuff.
Wow. So many places to start. Well, having a really clear mission and vision for the company and why we do what we do is really critical. So we're basically founded on caring for the ones we love. I think most people have heard about the origin story of our founder, Adam, who had created our very first pain balm to help alleviate his father's back pain. His father had been suffering from spinal stenosis, and his family were really desperate into helping him to find a way to move through the pain and have a more active lifestyle. So Adam had created the first balm in a crock pot with some cannabis and some coconut oil that was pressure cooked. And the balm really had helped him with his dad in helping him get out of bed. So that was really the origin story of our brand. So caring for the ones we love is definitely our foundation. And certainly mm-hmm. as important to that is our mission of unlocking the power of cannabis to improve lives, you know, helping people be active and re-engaged to do the things that they love is really what powers why we do what we do.
That's awesome. And I feel like, you know, especially on the educational front, I feel like for you guys, you know, you're leveraging a lot of the educational aspects to ensure authenticity. And maybe you could go into a little bit of details on, you know, some of the marketing that you're doing to, let's just say, older groups and maybe even, you know, women in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's speak to the older audience who we call our active aging audience or our active seniors. If you think about them as a consumer target group, they're really not very well served by mass media or by marketing at large. They tend to be a cohort that is predominantly overlooked because they're not your millennial moms or your, you know, active peak performance male target. So, you know, for us, we really look to servicing active seniors in a way that first of all comes with education. We had created what we call our desert activation a few months ago in Palm Springs with real brand educators on the ground. We have a very large group of brand educators. We see ourselves as an education first brand. So we went into senior communities to educate seniors on cannabis 101 and what is cannabis, what are the various forms of cannabis. And after these education seminars, we actually guided seniors into dispensaries. So we literally handheld them through the whole visit of a cannabis. How do you walk into a cannabis store? What types of questions can you ask? What is the interaction with the bud tender? And how do you create these conversations and select the products that are right for you? So that education first approach for us is very critical because we want to capture that first cannabis conversation with real truths and real facts, considering that it is a category or an industry that still has so much stigma tied in to consumer perception, and especially with an older audience that had grown up with all of those, you know, negative perceptions around cannabis. And prior to COVID, you know, our more recent senior visit to a dispensary, I mean, we literally bussed 100 seniors to a dispensary in one day.
Wow.
And that, as a, you know, as a critical strategic partner for our dispensaries, is important to be creating demand, creating awareness, and also really advocating for cannabis as a part of sustainable wellness.
That's awesome. Now, I definitely did read you know, a bunch of different things, but I was pretty impressed with the fact that you guys at Papa and Barclay have consistently been named one of the hottest cannabis brands by Green Entrepreneur. And you guys have literally just done a bang up job from just a pure digital play. So everything from social to earned to brand owned digital stuff that you're doing. And I'm just curious, how are you guys looking at from like from a strategy perspective? Are you working with ambassadors? Are you, you know, directly talking to your customers through different mediums? I feel like a lot of the things that come up on the show consistently is that it's very hard to create customer loyalty and really brand loyalty because it's so early in this space. But I feel like you guys are just doing a pretty amazing job at that. So, you know, kind of as the CMO, like what are some of the things that you guys are doing that are really kind of making you guys really stand out from some of your competitors?
Yeah, you have to be coordinated, you know. We do take a very disciplined approach to marketing. So it has to be about clear messaging. It has to be consistent in terms of how you communicate across the various, you know, earned and owned touch points. And then it has to be well coordinated, right? So at the get-go, you have to have a clear message about what is it on a new product that you're attempting to launch or a new initiative, and to be able to communicate to the press as well as to your internal audiences so that they are the educators of every single conversation that they have with potential customers or potential consumers, and to use the channels social in a way that it's what it's designed for. So Twitter in a more timely fashion, Facebook for richer storytelling and for community building, and Instagram where we are able to have those daily conversations about the various aspects of our brand story or our product benefits. And with the current climate around COVID, we're staying well connected with your community, so important, while still adding value around education. We've really noticed that the type of messaging or type of content that we're sharing needs to add value. You know, how can we be helpful as a brand during this time to help alleviate stress? How can we as a brand help you get a better night's sleep? How can we as a brand help you feel better with the products that we have? But it needs to be personal and it needs to be relevant. So coordinating all of those aspects we find to be very important. And, you know, before COVID, being able to have those face-to-face touch points with education first across a broad spectrum has worked really, really well for us. And we know that our products work. So if we're able to be the first cannabis brand that you put in your medicine cabinet, then, you know, we've done a really good job.
Nice. No, I kind of, you know, look at your past and, you know, all the amazing brands that you've worked on, you know, you kind of come from this world of, you know, creative freedom and execution. And so now you're in the cannabis world and we all know that, you know, marketing cannabis is challenging. So just from a regulatory obstacle perspective, like how are you guys overcoming that and using your unique messaging and unique creative that kind of fits the ball, if you will, on making sure that you're compliant?
Absolutely. I think this is the really fun part of what I do in terms of marketing within constraints. I think that's where you can show where you're the most creative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we think about marketing, some people think about it from a for perspective of it's about awareness or it's about loyalty. For me, when I speak to, you know, our team about how to be successful marketers, our job is really to affect behavior. How can we promote, educate, and provide insightful information to help people to make different choices? So if I've affected behavior through a purchase habit, through a usage habit, then in its end, you know, gains loyalty for our brand, then I feel we've all done a really, really great job. So all of the elements around marketing within a confined type of regulatory environment that coordinates everything from, you know, compliant packaging to product testing, communicating transparency and traceability from soil to shelf is so critical in terms of building that brand trust for consumers and for all of our, you know, for all of our key customers, so that they know when they pick up a package of Papa and Barkley in whatever shape or form, whether it's a balm or a tincture or a face cream, they know that they're getting really high quality, potent products that are clean.
That's awesome. And so when you're looking back at maybe some of the programs that you've done, you know, have there been any key moments that you're like, wow, that worked really well for us?
I go back to talk about our desert activation in Palm Springs in the fall. That worked really well for us because it was very well coordinated. We had trade events. We had our education events in communities. We had pretty much blanketed Palm Springs with billboards. And also, we had a lot of digital play with Google AdWords and serving Google ads, and also having in-store support with our dispensaries, as well as in resorts and sports facilities as well. So having that well-coordinated effort that's education first really helped. And we saw a 250% lift in the desert.
Wow.
And that's accounting for year-over-year growth.
That's awesome. And so just kind of thinking about Papa and Barkley in general, like what markets are you guys currently in and where do you currently plan on expanding?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, we have our CBD-rich products, which are sold nationally, which is our Papa and Barkley CBD products, and also our California regulated products that have a higher concentration of THC. And that within our product portfolio, we have topicals and skincare, we have transdermals, we have ingestibles. So, you know, for us, it's really trying to broaden the availability of cannabis wellness products across the entire country from our core and our home in California.
That's awesome. I will say that a lot of folks that I know in New York, you know, even before I had heard of you guys, have been talking about your products. Mainly a friend who had you know, a lot of knee problems and was using some of the balms and was just literally like, oh my God, this product is so amazing. So I wish we had more of your stuff here. Obviously New York is not there yet from a legalization perspective, but your reach is certainly extending here, which is really cool.
Thank you. We're really happy to hear that. We know that our nationally available CBD products are just as efficacious as our California regulated products. And we have conducted a tremendous number of in-home tests to be able to get that consumer feedback.
That's awesome. So one question I definitely wanted to ask you, because it's been a trend, especially with a lot of folks that we've had on the show, you know, the last 6 weeks or so, we've all been impacted by COVID-19 and it's impacted our lives and it's impacted our businesses. And, you know, especially in the cannabis world, you know, there's been some very interesting, you know, trending moments, not just from a volume perspective into stores and dispensaries, but also on the CBD side, just an increased demand on the search volume. And I'm just curious if you guys have experienced that as well.
Very much so. Well, we really take a hard look at our customer journey in terms of providing safe access. So regardless of whether it's within state in California or it's our national part of our business, we saw 35% growth in our e-com business for our national CBD brands.
Wow, that's great. Any insight into some of the new products that you guys have recently launched? I know there was quite a bit of press in the last week or so.
Yes. As you know, this year, 2020, is really about launching new products into the marketplace. And you will see that we will be entering edibles very soon and other categories that maybe people might not expect Papa Barkley to be in. But still, our core is in cannabis and our core is in wellness. So everything that we do, everything that we create is going to have to be within that functional therapeutic usage of cannabis to help people feel better.
Awesome. Well, I think, you know, you guys definitely, one, with your, you know, perception in the marketplace and your consumers and your new products, I feel like that's going to go off pretty amazing for you guys. So Angela, you've heard the show before, so you know how it works, right? We talk about business in the beginning and then we talk a little bit about you. So we have some quick fire questions. Are you ready?
I am ready. I love it.
Okay. Favorite food?
Gosh, it's probably a carbohydrate of some sort. I would say favorite food is a warm hand-pulled chunk of crusty farm bread.
Mmm, that sounds really delicious. Did you bake that farm bread yourself or did you buy it?
I am able to bake it. Just recently, my daughter and I, who's 14, we made some amazing crusty bread a couple of weekends ago that we've been enjoying.
Nice. Cake or pie?
Pie.
Mmm. What's for dinner tonight?
Dumplings.
Dumplings. Delicious. Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
Can you say good day, mate, in an Australian accent?
Good day, mate.
That was pretty amazing. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at wiffle ball?
Oh, 0?
Do you like the smell of gasoline?
Only when not near a flame.
What's something that you can eat for a week straight every single day?
Apples.
Is it grammatically proper to capitalize the names of seasons?
Yes.
Are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
And finally, I think I know the answer to this, but New York or LA?
LA. New York is an amazing place to go visit. It's dynamic. The emotion of possibility in New York is so raw, but I feel that in New York, you're living these 24-hour days that can get really taxing after a while. And it's really lovely to, you know, to be in California along the coastline where, you know, life is pretty easy.
Yeah, I would agree to that. I'm a New Yorker, but I will say there's just, you know, that solitude and beauty of a very long coast that can be very quiet. Mm-hmm. Well, Angela, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show and, you know, congrats to you and Papa and Barkley. And you guys have really been doing a really amazing job. And, you know, just kudos to all the programs that you guys have implemented and having just amazing products.
Thank you. We love what we do and we're on this mission.
Awesome.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.